Good afternoon. My name is Liz Plata. I am 19 years old. Today I am speaking with Jennifer Moreno, who is my good friend here at UT Austin. Because it is the holiday season, I figured I would interview Jennifer as we begin to reflect on this past year. So, Jennifer, how are you?
Good.
Good? Okay, that's great. All right, so what are some traditions you do for Thanksgiving, you and your family?
Every year, my family and I wake up early to make the tamales. So tamales require a lot of elbow grease to batir la masa. So we only ever make it for Thanksgiving and Christmas. We also tend to put up the Christmas tree either the day before the Thursday of Thanksgiving or the actual day of. This might be early for some people, but I don't see the point in setting out so many decorations if it's just going to be for a few days. But honestly, I'm Mexican, and in Mexico, we don't really have very many traditions for Thanksgiving. We mostly celebrate Christmas, so we have more traditions for that.
All right, so what are you most grateful for this year?
I would say, for the most part, I am grateful for things I would argue that every person would be grateful for. For example, I'm grateful I got to spend another year with my family. It was hard to spend so much time away from them while I was here in college, but I'm actually grateful that we kept in touch. Y tenemos salud. I'm also especially grateful for, my education here at UT. Back home, not a lot of people they don't tend to leave home to study after high school. For various reasons, however, I'm grateful that I have a family that has supported me in my decision. they supported my decisions to move away from the Valley, because that's where I'm from, and I was able to find financial resources, so I got to come to UT. I'm also grateful for my friends that I made at UT. It gets to a point where I begin to wonder, how I would live without them, because if not, I would be, lonely. Another thing I'm grateful for is the fact that I've become more independent this year. I got my first apartment all on my own merits. I don't know why, but this really makes me feel very proud of myself because I achieved this.
That's good. I'm proud of you. So, obviously, because you talked a lot about your family, right? So, you're obviously a family-oriented person, and I'm assuming you want to form your own family, correct? You want to form your own family, right?
I do, actually. That's an interesting question.
Right. Okay. So, how do you want to be remembered when you pass?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. Obviously, I want to be remembered, as a good person, because overall, I want to be remembered as a kind person. I made a difference in people's lives, because, I'm studying to be a bilingual teacher, so I really want to encourage students, especially Latino students, that pursuing a degree or, continuing their education to inspire them overall. So in general, this is what I hope. In general, this is what I hope to be remembered for. I want to impact students' lives.
All right. So you live in the Valley, right? And I know, from you, I've learned that there's a lot of difficult things that that you've gone through and that you see around you. But what would you say has been the most difficult thing about growing up? And what has been the most rewarding because of it?
I want to say for sure it would be being a migrant. So my family and I travel every year to Iowa during the summer to work in the fields. This is how we make most of our income. Growing up, it was hard because constantly we had to pack and unpack. But it also affected us, especially in terms of my brothers and sisters as well, with school, we would be in Iowa up until October, and then we would enroll there for the first few months, and then we continued school back in the Valley. However, schools would have different curriculums, and we would always be either, mostly behind, and we would have to, kind of fight to get her credits. And we would obviously miss something important whenever we would come back to the valley. And then from this, the most rewarding thing about working in the fields was the life lessons I learned. For example, I learned that things don't just come from nowhere and that money doesn't grow on trees. I learned that in order to get whatever you want, whether it be new clothes or like a phone or something, you have to work hard for it in order to earn it. And I think like because of this, I have become much more cautious with my money. And overall, I think it has made me a more grateful and responsible person.
That's really interesting because when I was little too, my parents used to have like a little taco truck, a little food truck. And on the weekends, I would, you know, help them out. And it kind of like made you realize that like things obviously cost money, right? And it's a simple concept, but being here in Austin, meeting new people, you kind of realize that not everybody's aware of that concept, right? That it takes hard work to earn things. And yeah, I think like the same thing. I've definitely become more conscious about money and all the hard work it takes to earn that money. So totally agree with what you just said. Mm-hmm. So you have two younger siblings, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of example do you want to set for them?
So, I have two younger siblings, but I have an older brother at Princeton right now, and then the two younger siblings. So, sometimes I feel bad because, like, my older brother and I always complain about how hard college was, only because of, like, the fact that we were migrants, and we were always back and forth with different curriculums. And now, talking to, like, my younger siblings, it discourages them a bit. Like, for them to continue their education, only because they see how much we struggle and we stress about it. But as of now, I want them to know and, like, for them to hopefully realize that by my example that my mom and my dad gave us of, like, working hard, para sacarnos adelantes, I just want them to know, like, all of, like, the hard work that my parents put into, like, making us have a better lifestyle. Like, will hopefully make them realize that the best way to pay back, like, to my parents would be, like, to get educated, because at the end, it'll be worth it.
That's good. I totally agree. Well, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts and your experiences with me. I really appreciate it. I hope you have some happy holidays, and I hope you achieve everything you aspire to achieve. Thank you very much.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.